Well, good morning. Let's take our Bibles and go to Proverbs chapter 4. This morning I want to share on taking the next step, because there are several lesson plans in the Bible according to the law of learning that we should be aware of, at least the law of learning from a biblical perspective and a scriptural idea. Because there are many people, particularly believing ones, those who have confessed Jesus as their Lord, listen to teachings while they're driving around town or cleaning up their house or sitting in their living room. They get excited about what they're hearing and yet have situations such as sickness and disease, bouts of depression, unprofitable attitudes, and other things that keep them mired in bondage. Wishing that you were free to serve like you really want to, and even at times ashamed of the way that you behave, having an unbecoming behavior, and frankly, a poor example of Christ out in the public. Take the next step. Proverbs chapter 4, let's take a look at it. In verse 1, and these are instructions to a child or to a young person desiring to be wise or desiring to live life in a gracious way. And this is the starting point for us. Hear ye, children, the instruction of a father, and attend to know understanding. For I was my father's son, tender and only beloved in the sight of my mother. He taught me also, and said unto me, let thine heart retain my words. Keep my commandments and live. Get wisdom, get understanding. Forget it not, neither decline from the words of my mouth. A disciple is one who follows the teacher and his teaching. He or she is a disciplined one, one who exercises themselves to do what one has been taught. Not, I'm a big fan, who loves to get the next CD or listen to the next album or whatever they're putting out today or watch the next movie. Here is what the scriptures tell us to do. Look at verse 5. Get wisdom, get understanding, forget it not, neither decline from the words of my mouth. It is good to hear the teaching. It is good to roll the scriptures through your mind. But we need to get wisdom. We also need to get understanding. Verse 6, forsake her not, and she, wisdom, is going to preserve thee. Love her, and she shall keep thee. Wisdom is the principal thing, the foremost thing. Therefore, get what? Wisdom, sure. Fill yourself up on it. And with all thy getting, get understanding. We have been taught that you need to be instructed, which is true. But we've been taught that you need to be instructed in order to understand, and that is a false premise. We go to school from kindergarten all the way through college, and all we have been is perpetual students. Someone keeps sharing something with us and sharing something with us and sharing something with us. But it is when we actually put that into practice, we begin to understand. I don't believe that we need to spend 12 or 16 years to finally get some understanding. I think what we need to do is immediately put into practice what we have been taught. For instance, if you are taught mathematics, what will help you to understand how mathematics work is to start doing it. How does money work? Start utilizing it. And the understanding will come along like the tail on a dog. It will just follow. But if you're waiting until you have heard everything, then I'm going to understand. You will defeat yourself because it doesn't come through the teaching. It comes through applying the teaching. Wisdom. Very simply. Let's go, let's keep reading here because it's very good. Wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom, and with all thy getting, get understanding. Exalt her, wisdom. How to apply what you've been taught. And she shall promote thee. You want a promotion? Apply what you've been taught at work. Why didn't you sat down? Nowadays, you go through a series of videos on different things and you're instructed. Now get out and immediately begin to apply it and you will get understanding and it will promote you, putting it into action. She shall bring thee to honor when thou dost embrace her. If you want a promotion, apply God's word. Joseph did, he got promoted. Daniel did, he got promoted. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego all did. They all got promoted. It's a process. It's a wonderful thing. So she shall give thine head an ornament of grace, a crown of glory shall she deliver to thee. I think of the Pharisees that wore the phylacteries on their head and around their neck. The phylacteries carried the Torah, which were the five books of Moses, and they would wear them and keep it over their head. But wearing it doesn't do anything. It's taking what was in there and actually applying it. That's why it's talking about, it shall be, and give thine head an ornament of grace, not a literal ornament. But it will give your mind something to think of that will make you victorious, something that will give you peace, something that will strengthen you, and something that will take you out from your depressions and your discouragement and set you upon your high places in Christ Jesus. Hear, O my son, and receive my sayings. Definitely hear it. But even more importantly, begin to apply it. Hear, my son, and receive my sayings, and the years of thy life shall be. Everybody wants to figure out some medical way or something new to eat so that your years of your life are going to be extended. You know what the scripture says, how your life is going to be extended? Apply the word. Apply what you've been taught. Be a disciple. Follow both the teacher and the teaching. Very good. Excellent. We look at Jesus Christ, and what did his disciples do? They followed the teacher and his teaching. Very good. I have taught thee in the ways of wisdom. I have led thee in the right paths. Not only did you get the instruction, but then you also had an apprenticeship program watching Jesus. You walked with him and they looked at him, his disciples, his apostles. They watched his life and saw what he did. They got a practical instruction. A lot of times, I think an apprenticeship is much more profitable than spending years in college. Because your professors don't actually practice what they're talking about. If they really believe what they said, it's just intellectual discussion. And it profits whatever it profits. But if that business professor, for instance, went out and applied what he did, he'd probably have a greater salary than he does as a professor. But he particularly likes speaking in front of people, and that's his deal. She shall give, oh, let's see, where was I? She shall give to thine head, verse 9, an ornament of grace, a crown of glory shall she deliver thee. Hear, O my son, and receive my sayings, and the years of thy life shall be many. I have taught thee in the ways of wisdom. I have led thee in the paths, in right paths. When thou goest, thy steps shall not be straitened, and when thou runnest, thou shalt not stumble. Take fast hold of instruction. Let her not go. Keep her, for she is thy life. Beautiful, wonderful things. Let's go to Proverbs chapter 1. I want to show you the starting point and then how these other words fit in and give you a little bit of understanding on these, perhaps. In Proverbs chapter 1, we'll start in verse 1. The Proverbs, Proverbs are somewhat of a dark saying, but they become enlightened as you apply them. Okay? The Proverbs of Solomon, the son of David, king of Israel. To know wisdom and instruction, to perceive the words of understanding. There you go. Beautiful. The word wisdom is to apply the knowledge that you receive. The word of God is knowledge of the holy, the scriptures tell us. If we apply the knowledge of the holy, we will practically live how? Holy, right? Yeah. The word instruction means a disciplines in moral training. In other words, how to stay in bounds. Ephesians puts it as walk in love, walk in light, and walk circumspectly. It helps you. Beautiful. To perceive words of understanding, and here the word understanding is the whys and the wherefores, a discernment so that you might have good judgments. You might make good judgments. Wisdom is the application of knowledge. It's instruction in the disciplines and moral training so that you may stay in bounds on the word of God, walking in love, walking in light, and walking circumspectly. And it will get you understanding the whys and the wherefores, which will give you discernment, good judgment, so you can make proper decisions. Verse 3, to receive the instruction of wisdom, justice and judgment, justice and judgment and equity. They're not social skills. Justice means a good sense from a spiritual perspective. For instance, humans have a learning curve, and they also grow. There are ages of learning and levels of maturity. For instance, you might not have your three-year-old clean up their room as one of the things you want to teach them, because they're just not there to gain it. Now, you can start giving them instruction, but reproving a three-year-old for not cleaning up his room is kind of a futile thing and a defeating thing. But now, say a 7, 8, or 9-year-old, because they've developed a maturity as they have grown, you would not expect your 5-year-old to understand the things that your 17-year-old would understand and do and practice. So there are learning curves. It takes time, And not every five-year-old learns exactly the same way that every other five-year-old does. But we can instruct them. We can give them wisdom, or rather knowledge, and we can help them turn that knowledge into wisdom. And then they will get understanding. Beautiful. Equity is fairness, or how to stay on the word. A lot of times we refer to it as balance. But balance is the ability to stay on the word. That's the balance we're looking for, not half the time you're off and the other half you're on, and your life is like on this pendulum. You know, eventually you do get to the bottom, or eventually you do get to the top as it swings back and forth. You know, somebody once said, I know the balance, I've passed it so many times, swinging back and forth from this to that in life. The balance is to stay on the word. That's what you want to do. You know, a tightrope walker, for instance, or a balance beam, that'd be a better example. A balance beam, like we see in the Olympics, to stay on the beam is what you want to do instead of falling to the left and to the right. And they are instructed how to keep their bodies so that it stays on the beam. What we want to do, God's word's a little bit broader than a balance beam, but we want to stay on the word, not be going from hither and yon and trying to find the balance. It's right there. You stay on it. You don't get distracted on the left hand or on the right. That's how you stay on it. Beautiful. How to stay on the word. This is all of what the instruction of the Lord is to do. This is what a young person who wants to be wise does. They get the knowledge, they put it into practice, and they begin to gain understanding. And they have a set of moral boundaries that they are to observe. In other words, keep your eyes straight ahead, keep your eyes looking forward, so that you may stay on the word. And then you will get the whys and the wherefores of the scripture. Why did God tell me that? Here's the reason why, and you will see it so very clearly. Verse 4, to give subtlety to the simple. I know your mind may be going back to Genesis and thinking subtle as craftiness. It's really a skillfulness to the end that you become skillful at it. You know, you may start off as a novice, but the idea is to grow and become skillful at something. Put a ribbon here in Proverbs chapter 1, and we'll come back to it. But I want you to go to Hebrews chapter 5. Because the Apostle Paul reproved the Hebrew, the believers from the Hebrew background, because they grew up with the scriptures. And they should have known a lot of things, particularly those who wanted to take on leadership responsibilities. And he says to them, in verse 11, verse 10, called of God and high priest after the order of Melchizedek. He's trying to explain some things concerning why Jesus Christ was the high priest, which they should have understood because they were raised in that background, what the high priest does and all of this. Of whom we have many things to say and hard to be uttered, seeing you are dull of what?
Hearing.
There were many times that Jesus Christ would have loved to teach Israel a dynamic truth about God. But the people were not ready. They didn't get themselves ready. They didn't prepare their hearts to receive it. Or he wanted to teach the apostles something that they didn't get. Or they were right at the brink of making a great spiritual breakthrough in their understanding and in their lives. But, you know, they get into an argument of who's going to sit in this chair and who's going to lead that and who's going to be over here and who's going to that do other things. Who's going to be the greatest among them? So why do you bother? The reason you bother is because John 17:17, sanctify them with thy truth. Thy word is truth. Sanctify means to set aside for a specific purpose, to set apart for a godly purpose. And for you, I say to you, ye are lights of the world. You are set aside for a godly purpose. The godly purpose is you are lights of the world, or lights in the world, to help other people see what Jesus Christ is all about, what God is all about, what eternal life is all about, and what this life and the victories we have in it through Jesus Christ are all about. You have been set apart for a godly purpose. So learn your lessons. Get the knowledge of God, put it into practice, and gain understanding. You will understand the whys and wherefores. Does that help you at all? Yes. Well, he said, seeing ye are dull of hearing, for when for the time you ought to be teachers, you have need that one teach you again, which be the first principles in the oracles of God, like the process of learning. You get knowledge, but you will not understand it until you begin to apply it. There are rules and boundaries, of moral and ethical boundaries, that you are to observe so that you stay balanced, you stay on the beam, you stay on the word, and you proceed forward. They needed to have a little bit more instruction in those things, and are become such as have need of milk and not of strong meat, meaning something that you could really sink your teeth into, really chew on that for a while, really get nourished in the scriptures and in a godly life. For everyone that uses milk is unskillful in the word of righteousness, for he or she is a babe. And it's not talking about, look at that one, she's a babe. Even those who by reason of use have their senses, what? The next word, exercise. It means to put into practice, to act on it. Exercise to discern both good and what? What the world sees today as good, scripturally, it's evil. What they see as evil, scripturally, is the good. They're so mixed up. You are the lights of the world. Show them the right dividing lines. Show them how to live in the light. Show them what is true. Show them what is moral. Show them what is ethical. Let your life tell the story. I know we like to talk, and we like to talk about the story, and I have no problem with that. But let your life tell the story. Every bit of your being. There are people that have never heard me teach at Lowe's, but they know I am a disciple of Christ. I have been approached by people and they say, you're a Christian, aren't you? Yes, I am. Yes, I am. Ye are the lights of the world. And those that are seeking light will be attracted to you. Let your life tell the story, every bit of it. Well, the subtlety, the skillfulness, become skilled in the word of life. Learn how to apply it. And the whys and the wherefores will become crystal clear to you. Well, let's go back to Proverbs chapter 1. And it says, to give verse 4, to give subtlety to the simple, or the word simple, it really just means a novice, a newly planted one, someone who's just beginning to learn. To the young man, knowledge and discretion, or advisement is what they need. A wise man will hear and will increase in learning, and a man of understanding shall attain unto wise counsel. Beautiful. They're going to increase in learning. You know, 2 Timothy 3:7 says, there are some that are ever learning and never coming to a knowledge of the truth. You can go and get educated in lots of different things. You can be highly advanced in your education of history, highly advanced in your education in all these different fields, social engineering and all of these things. But where do you stand on the truth of God's word, the knowledge of the holy? That's the real question. Because that will be fruitful to your life. And that will give you great strength. Attain unto wise counsel. It means go after it. Seek after it. There are people who want healing. And in the Gospels, we see many records. And you know what they did? They went to Jesus. In the book of Acts, they went to Peter. They went to the other disciples in order to get it. They sought out Jesus and his disciples. They remembered what he did and taught that he healed all manner of sickness and all manner of disease. He cast out devils. Look at Matthew chapter 4. Matthew chapter 4. Verse 23. And Jesus went about all Galilee, teaching in their synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom and healing all manner of sickness and all manner of disease among the people. What kind of sickness?
All manner.
And what kind of disease?
All manner.
He told them exactly what they could do. And you know what they did? Those that wanted to be healed from sickness went and got healed. Those that wanted to be healed from diseases went and got healed. They didn't get it just sitting there. They heard it was available in the teaching and in the preaching. But then they decided, I'm going to act on what he just taught me. That God will heal me of all manner of sickness. God will heal me of all manner of disease. And they went and got it. And his fame, verse 24, went throughout all Syria, and they brought unto him all sick people that were taken with divers diseases, the Old King James English for many, the word divers, and torments, and those which were possessed with devils, and those which were lunatic, and those that had palsy, and he, what? Why? Because they heard it, and then they went and got it. They decided, I'm going to apply what he's teaching, and I am going to go and get it. Get wisdom, and with all thy getting, get understanding. Beautiful. Let's go to Matthew 8. Verse 16. When the even was come, they brought unto him many that were possessed with devils, and he cast out the spirits with his word and healed all that were sick. They sought out the help. I know we are good at getting in and listening to the teaching, but are we just as good as getting to the deliverance? Are you going after it? Are you really seeking it? There are people I understand and I know have had problems for years, but they don't decide to take on the knowledge that you have. I know he healed all manner of sickness and he healed all manner of disease. Well, I've got this kind of thing and they say it's incurable. He healed all manner of sickness. He healed all manner of disease. Your scientists may say herpes is untreatable or something else is untreatable. God's word says he healed all manner of disease. So which knowledge do you want to walk out on? Well, that's a kind of a rhetorical question. Anyway, look at chapter 9, verse 35. And Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom. And the kingdom of God is now. The kingdom of God is within you. The kingdom of God is nigh unto thee. All you have to do is just get up and decide you're going to take the next step. Well, and healing every sickness and every disease among the people. Every sickness and every disease. And if he can heal the lunatic, do you think he can take care of dementia? Everyone. Why stop? God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a
sound mind.
Can he handle those things? Yes, he can. And it takes someone to speak it so that people know it, but then they must decide they're going to take what they know now and begin to apply it, live it, step on it, walk out, take the next step. How many of you attend a banquet and don't eat? It's all laid out on the table. You have your choice of anything you want there. Why not take advantage of it? The first step, let's go back to Proverbs. Well,
chapter 1,
Proverbs 1. Let's read from verse 5. A wise man will hear and will increase learning, and a man of understanding shall attain unto wise counsels. He'll act on it. To understand the proverb and the interpretation, the words of the wise and their dark sayings, or what the point is that they're getting to. Verse 7, the fear of the Lord. The fear of the Lord. And fear is the awe, because he is awesome. He is magnificent. He is the creator of the heavens and the earth. He is a covenant God, and he never quits on his side of the covenant. I don't know where people get the idea that, well, if somebody breaks their covenant, I'm free to go. He's never free to go. He doesn't take off. He doesn't say, you didn't do this, now you're, forget about you. He is a covenant keeper, and he will do everything to help you keep the covenant. Well, the awe of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. That's the starting point. There are lots of people that have read the Bible and don't believe it, because they don't have an awe for the Lord. But fools despise wisdom and instruction. So these professors that are endeavoring to talk our people out of walking out on the Word of God, believing and having awe for that God, are, well, the scripture says fools, they're empty-headed, meaning they don't have any word in their minds. They have none. They may be wise in the world. They may be wise in social justice. I don't know. Whatever that is. They may be wise in the wisdoms of the world. They can get a rocket to the moon and back. They can send one completely out in space that'll never return. They can send one that'll revolve around this planet and then keep going. They're wise in all these things. So what? What have we brought back from that planet? Pictures? Tourist? Get another album of Venus or something. I don't know. Pluto. Could have just watched a Disney film, you would have seen Pluto. Anyways, where was I here? Verse 7. They're empty of true knowledge, of true learning. They are empty of the truth. That's what a fool is. In the Hebrew, it's more an empty-headed person, but they don't mean empty-headed. If they had nothing in their head, they'd have no brain. And they would be gone. They would be dead. But the point is that they're empty-headed on the scriptures, on God, because they don't have a awe for the Lord, and they despise wisdom, the wisdom of God, and instruction, how to do it. They will not walk out on it, and they hate people that try to teach them how to walk out on it. My son, hear the instruction of thy father, and forsake not the law of thy mother. I think it's Proverbs 8:33 that tells us, hear instruction, be wise, refuse it not. Well, don't keep coming up empty. Listen to it. Hear instruction. Be wise and refuse it not. He tells us the fear of the Lord, the awe of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. Don't keep coming up empty. Hear instruction. Be wise and refuse it not. There, I put it together without stumbling that time. Look at James. James chapter 5. Here's some of the instruction. Look at verse 13. James 5, verse 13. Is any among you afflicted? Do you have bouts of depression? Do you have fear of crushing defeat? Do you have fears? Do you have illnesses? Do you have forgetfulness and some of these other things? Do you have those? If you're afflicted, here's the instruction. Let them call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith shall save the... There you go. And the Lord shall raise him up, and if he shall have committed sins, they shall be forgiven him. Confess your faults one to another. The fault is that it's talking here is not going. Is not going to get it taken care of when it was there all the time. That's the fault. Hear instruction, be wise, refuse it not. It's not like they didn't know that they could go to the elders. It's not like they didn't have an opportunity. It's not like they didn't sit in a huge teaching and got blessed by the teaching and then walked out the door with the same old stuff. The fault is they didn't go and after it, get it. A disciple is one who follows both the teacher and the teaching. Walk out on it. See, that's what it's talking about. So they stayed sick. It says, confess your faults one to another. In other words, the one who hasn't done it, get over there and say, I should have come. I was dopey. I don't know what the heck was in my mind, but it certainly wasn't getting delivered. It certainly wasn't getting healed. And I've been having trouble. You know, I've been having an opportunity. I really want to serve God. I really want to represent the Lord Jesus Christ. But, you know, I get caught up with the guys and I start talking foolishness. I get caught up with the girls and I'm saying dopey things instead of really representing my Lord Jesus Christ and being the light of the world that he has set me apart for a godly purpose. And I get caught up in all these dopey things. And confess your faults one to another and pray one for another that you may be what? The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. The word availeth is the word iskus. It prevails. It will prevail. Don't get talked out of it. Don't let your prayers be cheapened. Don't let ministering become, oh, you know, I've been and nothing happened. Nothing happened because you were not stuck on the, you know, got the knowledge and then immediately went out and practiced it. You waited. You sat there and you said, oh, maybe I'll see so-and-so on Friday. I'll ask him to pray for me. Maybe I'll see so-and-so on Thursday and I'll ask her to pray for me. You have the knowledge of the holy. Walk out on it. Step out on it. Because he healed all manner of sickness and all manner of disease. Larry, you keep repeating myself. And I'm going to keep repeating it until it gets to the very heart of you. That there is nothing that God will not do and cannot do for you in every situation. He will deliver you. Be bold enough and let your heart be in awe of the Father. He knows what he is doing. And he has given this authority to men and women who love him and walk for him. And even the ones that don't love him and walk for him, it is still available. Go after it. Seek it out. Be made whole. And be that wonderful light to the world. Walk in love, walk in light, walk in circumspectly. Ye are the lights of the world. Bless your heart.